The size and reach of the alleged NSA surveillance have outraged European leaders. French President François Hollande called it unacceptable. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whose cell phone was allegedly tapped by the U.S., said her trust has been severely shaken. And at an EU gathering in Brussels, Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle demanded the truth.
For us, spying on close friends and partners is totally unacceptable. This undermines trust, and this can harm our friendship.
The White House has denied the most serious charges, saying the United States is not monitoring and will not monitor the German leader's communications. But less clear is whether it did so in the past. European Parliament President Martin Schulz expressed disbelief.
I asked United States officials if this is true. They said perhaps because of anti-terror measures. I could guarantee the European Parliament is not planning terrorist attacks on the United States.
Unless Americans prove the allegations untrue, Schulz recommends suspending talks on the two-way free trade agreement between Europe and the United States. European leaders have downplayed those remarks, but trade expert Stephen Szabo at the Transatlantic Academy says the alleged spying complicates ongoing negotiations.
I think what will happen is this whole issue of data privacy, which is something the French have been pushing on very hard, will now become a much more tougher issue. The Germans have been much more open to having an agreement on data privacy, and I think now this is going to make it more difficult.
U.S. trade officials insist conversations regarding NSA surveillance be handled separately from trade negotiations. But Szabo says a controversy could give European companies the upper hand.
It's bad news for American companies, IT companies like Google and Apple and so on, because now you have the European and German firms saying, go with us because we can protect your data. So it's going to hurt, it's going to cost billions of dollars to American companies.
Experts say a transatlantic trade pact could be the biggest bilateral trade deal in history, representing half of the world's total economic output and about 30% of global trade. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.